Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump has issued a stark warning about the potential impact of a Joe Biden victory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with the president and files this report.
The president is describing a bleak and dangerous future if Biden wins the White House. At an Arizona rally, Mr. Trump said, if elected, Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, and shut down our country. With 2 weeks remaining in the campaign, the president is ramping up his rhetoric. On Sunday in Nevada, he warned that with Democratic-led lockdowns, cities will become ghost towns and the Christmas season will be canceled. Greg Clugston with the president in Prescott, Arizona.
The Justice Department has announced they are indicting six current and former Russian military officers for hacking and employing malicious software. U.S. Attorney Scott Brady says the Russian military intelligence officers have been indicted for alleged malware attacks against targets that included a Western Pennsylvania hospital system.
A federal grand jury in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, returned a seven-count indictment charging six Russian military intelligence officers for their roles in some of the most destructive, most costly, and most egregious cyber attacks ever known.
The criminal conspiracy alleged by the Justice Department enables prosecutors to include allegations for victims that are not based in the U.S. Turnout in early voting appears to be a success in Florida. James Campbell of Palm Beach Garden says voting is very important.
People died for this right, and it's something that we should cherish and take advantage of and use. I mean, it's our future. It's all of our futures. This is what our forefathers fought for, to take care of it and to do it the way it should be done, civilly, without hurting each other.
Florida is crucial to both President Trump and his Democratic rival, Joe Biden. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 410 points, the NASDAQ dropped 192, the S&P 500 lower by 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Democratic nominee.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The first weekend of early voting in Clark County was a success. The numbers released by the Clark County Election Department show that 50,352 voters in Clark County cast their ballots after just 2 days of early voting at the 35 centers around the county. Early voting goes through October 30th, with Election Day, of course, on November 3rd. Renters looking to resolve their eviction notice can now skip the lines at the Clark County Regional Justice Center by going online. The Civil Law Self-Help Center has created a service which allows Clark County tenants to file their response to an eviction notice electronically. Nevada's eviction moratorium ended last Thursday, but the federal moratorium runs through the end of the year. The federal order from the Centers for Disease Control requires a tenant to opt in by using a CDC declaration form and giving it to their landlord or property owner. The holiday season is expected to be different this year, courtesy of COVID-19, but the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, they're keeping one tradition alive. Its open-air skating rink will take over the hotel's pool area for the ninth straight year, but social distancing and face coverings.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash causing havoc on Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. You're bumper-to-bumper behind that, 15 north at Tropicana, very slow through the resort corridor. Also, those 24-7 lane restrictions slowing things down on the 15, both directions between Craig and Cheyenne.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Monday. Joining us now, 15 days from Election Day, is Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He ran for governor. He actually rode for governor, now that I think of it. He rode to all 17 Nevada counties and came up a tad short. May run for governor again. I don't know. I keep pushing him. Tell you what, let's check in with Jared Fisher. Jared, how you been, my friend?
I've been doing great. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You've been riding?
Yeah, I ride every day. You got to stay in shape for your kids. My kids have been keeping me in shape, too. They're all riding. My older kids are all in college now, and we just went mountain biking. A couple days ago, one of my sons came back off a religious mission, and we went out and he really got good at riding, and so he wore me out.
do you have a major ride ahead? I know you've had a number of different rides, riding from one end of the country to the other, riding to Canada. I mean, for crying out loud, you love having adventures, personal adventures that challenge you. Anything coming up?
Well, as you know, Kevin, one of my main slogans in life is a limited time offer. So you've got to put that balance of adventure in your life, along with your politics and your work and so forth. So, I just rode to Canada, and I'm still recovering from that. But I'm looking at riding across the United States again, maybe actually later this year, the end of this, sometime in the fall, or later this fall, I should say. So it's on my list. We'll see what happens if I can get my work done. And, get that time allotted. And I might go for it, ride to Florida, see what happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, and riding for me, cycling, being outside in the great outdoors is, it's not only a time to, you know, to build up your body and you know, it's a healthy thing to do in that respect, but for me, it's also healthy mentally as well, because I do spend a lot of time reading books or listening to books and improving my education, even though I'm, you know, I'm 50 years old now, but I like to learn daily. And so when I ride these lengthy rides that go into 12 to 18 hour days, multiple days, weeks on end, not only am I running my business from my cell phone on my handlebars, I'm physically getting a great workout, and also I'm learning during that process. So I actually kill three birds at once when I'm out cycling. So it's not just all about, you know, just an adventure alone. There's a lot of things that I do accomplish when I'm out cycling. So,
well, tomorrow will mark 2 weeks till Election Day, and a lot of people are asking the question, which way are the political winds blowing? What is your sense? I know you talk to people all across the state on a regular basis. What's your feel about where we are politically in this country?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on which crowd you're talking to and what your iPhone's feeding you on the news feed. So, you know, if you're a Democrat, then you're pretty sure that Biden's going to be winning this. If you're a Republican, then you're pretty sure Trump's going to be winning this. It just depends on what your feed is, because we all know what social media does to all of us in our daily lives. But the sense I get is I think what we're going to be seeing, and this is, you know, again, this is just my opinion from what I've been seeing, and I think that you've got this whole portion of the country that has felt like they've been left out. And this happened in 2016. We saw this same thing. The poll showed that Clinton was going to win that election. And I even think Trump was surprised that he won the presidency in 2016. I don't think that he expected that. But he won it, and he won it because he appealed to those people who are the ones that are, you know, for lack of better words, less privileged, people who have been forgot about, those miners, those hard workers, those blue-collar workers. You see right now that Trump is getting out. And let's just put this pandemic off to the side. I think most of your listeners, or many of your listeners, realize that this pandemic has not panned out what people were thinking. And I've been calling this from the very beginning. You know, this is a fear. It's not a conspiracy theory, I don't think, but people are afraid. When people are afraid of a pandemic, sure, they're going to take measures. But I think what's happening now is, you see, Trump, well, he understood this from the beginning. He understood that this pandemic is serious, but do we need to lose our country over it? And the president knows that we don't need to lose our country over it. The cure can't be worse than the, you know, the problem. And this cure is just wailing at our country. I watched the presidential debate, and I wanted to go back and watch some of the earlier debates in the U.S. history. I went way back, but I'm specifically go back to 2012 when Romney was running against Obama. And I watched a lot of the questions that were asked during those debates, and I compared it to the questions that the moderators are asking during this debate. And, I mean, I think we've been derailed. I mean, if we spend half of our debate or our town hall talking about wearing a mask, for heaven's sakes, what are we talking about? We've got foreign policies we need to be talking about. And I think people saw that Trump was trying to address. He was trying to say, hey, look, the pandemic is serious, but, hey, there's other issues we need to be talking about. Why do you keep coming back to this ridiculous mask question? I'm almost shut off the town hall because I didn't want to hear that. I want to hear what Trump's going to do for our country, for the what America's going to do in relation to the rest of the world. I mean, those are the kind of conversations that people want to hear. We are tired of hearing about these masks. So I think that Trump, I think people sense that. And, you know, you're getting, I mean, I think a lot of us are just getting tired of the president getting beat up over ridiculous, stupid questions. I'm tired of it myself. I don't even want to listen to it anymore. let's talk about those serious questions. And Trump, and you know, our president's trying to address those questions, and he's not even being asked those questions right now.
Well, in, fact, one of the questions that was asked yesterday, I guess, of former Vice President Biden, it involved ice cream. They didn't ask about Bo Biden. They didn't ask about any substantive issue. They were asking about ice cream, for crying out loud. When was the last time the president got an ice cream question?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of question you'd have. You're visiting a small community town somewhere, and he's hot outside. Yeah, okay. Do you want an ice cream? Sure. But when we're on an international stage here, we need to be addressing serious issues, issues that deal with everybody's lives. And it can't be a half an hour or more about why aren't you wearing a mask? Like, that's enough said. Like, I mean, Biden, I'm sure he likes ice cream. Okay, let's end it at that. Let's talk about some other issues.
Next question, no, please.
Right.
you said you watched the town halls. Did you watch the first debate, though, that train wreck of a debate?
First debate. Like I said, I like to go back and watch previous debates and the history of our country and compare them and see where our country's going. I just think the questions are so shallow nowadays that, I mean, what are we doing? I know that our president wants to address bigger issues. I'm not totally sure that Biden wants to address more serious issues, though. I mean, Clinton wanted to address more serious issues, but they kept coming back to ridiculous questions. So I think, I mean, you've got a president that has never run for office before, and now he's sitting as the president, most powerful man in the world. And all these other politicians that have worked their way up over the years through the process, they don't like that. And, you know, he upset that game that they were playing, and they don't like it, and they want him out of there. So, you know, that's what we're seeing. But I really think on Election Day, people are just going to go and sit. They're going to look and say, hey, look, what happened prior to this pandemic? What was our country like? And, if it's in the affirmative, they're looking at economy. They're looking at overall growth for our country. They're going to lean towards Trump. If they have a specialty issue or just something off to the side that they want to attack the president on, and they may go the other side. I'm not sitting in their shoes, but let's face it, we had an incredible economy. People were doing really good prior to this pandemic, and we know that this pandemic is not what people were saying it was going to be, including the doctors. And I've told you this before, but I've had many conversations with healthcare professionals, and nearly every one of them has said that this has not panned out to what people said. Sure, people are getting sick, but you know what? People are getting the cold. People died of the cold. You know, nobody's died of old age since, March now?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what's the deal with that, right? So they've only died of COVID-19. So what are we looking at here? So
coming up, we're going to talk about tourism in Southern Nevada and across the state. And how long is it going to take for tourism to come back? This is Jared Fisher is a guy that knows about tourism. He's the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He is a guy that, from a business perspective, he depends a lot on tourism to Southern Nevada. And remember, we've had, you know, 40-plus million, 43 million people come through McCarran International Airport, and that number has been cut dramatically by the COVID-19 pandemic. Just a curious question, Jared. How long is it going to be till we get these folks back? I mean, obviously, we're not going to get conventions back right away, but just people coming back to Vegas.
Yeah, well, we're going to see people coming back that are within driving distance, that feel safe, and they feel safe within the facilities they're in, the hotels. The hotels are following COVID measures. A lot of these people are coming from California. We need to make sure they still come here. I mean, let's look at the big picture here. Tourism matters because it provides culture preservation, environmental protection, it provides security, it provides jobs, economic growth, development. It provides all those things to our state. And we have to remember how important that is. Just as a fact here, just in southern Nevada alone, we had 42 million visitors here on a just last year, and 6 million of those were convention attendees. Now, for example, my company, Escape Adventures, services hiking and biking tours right here in southern Nevada. We take those conventioneers out on business. Now, I employ quite a few people who that is their guides who go out and they take these convention attendees on these tours. Well, we're not getting these conventions here. They're afraid, or they have travel restrictions coming to either A, America, or B, the state, or C, Las Vegas. So if they're not coming here, we don't have those numbers. Those numbers aren't there to provide jobs for these people, and these people are no longer going to be buying food from the local restaurants and buying those things that they normally would have. So it's a, you know, it's a snowball effect. We've got to get over this COVID pandemic, and we've got to build back up the confidence of these travelers. And this is an international thing for Las Vegas or Nevada in general, because we rely on these international visitors. Southern Nevada, Las Vegas, and Reno are international destinations. And if people can't get out of their countries to get here, they're not going to spend the dollars here. So we're going to be looking, we need to really work on people who can get here within driving distance, or people domestically situated rather than international business right now, because otherwise we're just going to, we're going to sit there and just dwindle and die. There's no other way around it. We've got to address that issue. And it should be a main priority on the governor's plate right now. It should be right there on the front of his desk, because we are a tourist state.
Regardless of when we get a vaccine, will it be like flipping the switch on and all of a sudden the tourists will come back? Or is it a matter of it's going to take us a while to prime the pump and get people in here?
Well, I think that once we have that confidence, now President Trump had mentioned this in the town hall, he said we're very close to a vaccine. Now, I hope that's true, because that means we're very close to seeing those tourists come back to our state of Nevada. And when that happens, yes, we're going to see a flip of a switch. However, we need to recognize that companies, big companies, and I deal a lot with big corporations, those corporations, they plan 1-2 years ahead for their retreats, for bringing their people on these vacations that they'll set ahead of time. They're not going to travel at the flip of a switch. They're going to have to plan ahead. So this convention business that we see in southern and northern Nevada, it's not going to happen overnight. It may happen if these corporations are domestic. We may start to see that, especially if they're smaller corporations. But these big companies like BP, any of these international companies, they plan well ahead of time, and they're not going to just show up at our front door the second that we have the vaccine. So we're looking at a long-term problem for our state as far as that portion of business goes. But again, if we can work and reinvent our businesses, these tourist business, these tourist outfitters and providers, if we can focus on the domestic clientele and rework our businesses, we can survive this in hopes that this we get these large companies back. And we will get them back, Kevin. It's not the end of the ballgame. The question is, how long can a business survive with such a low revenue source? That's really the question that, we need to be asking right now. So the companies have got to put in place measures that help cut their overhead costs right now. I've been saying that all along this whole pandemic, that you've got to reinvent your business right now. These tourism businesses, there's no way around it right now. You got to do that.
Well, the LVCVA probably would not like this next question, but how do we draw people back to Vegas when we have violence on the Strip? And the cops are going to have an increased presence, we understand, down on the Strip and downtown. First of all, where is this violence coming from?
Well, I mean, who knows exactly where it's coming from, but we are seeing it. The question is, what are we doing about it? Well, for one thing, we need to not do what these people who are bringing this violence here, what we don't need to do is we don't need to blow it up on the news and just tell everybody about it and you'll make it front page news. That's the wrong